Europe's highest court has upheld a complaint by the Irish fast food company Supermax against the global giant McDonald's in a long-running dispute over the use of the Big Mac trademark. The European Court of Justice today ruled that McDonald's could not use the trademark when it came to poultry products such as chicken sandwiches. The ruling also deprives McDonald's of using the term Big Mac as a protected trademark when branding its restaurants, drive-thru facilities and for the preparation of carry-out food. McDonald's had registered the trademark in the European Union in 1996. Before we came to air, I spoke to Managing Director of Supermax, Pat McDonough, and began by asking him about why he took the case.
Some years ago, we applied to register the Supermax trademark in the EU, and McDonald's objected to it. So we in turn objected to the Big Mac in its use as it was registered then for a restaurant as well as a product. And basically, I suppose what has happened is when we found out they had an excess of 800 trademarks registered, we objected to that and said, unless you use them, you lose them, basically. So the EQUIPO, the trademark registration for the EU, agreed with us and told them that unless they use it as for restaurant use, they would have had to drop it. And accordingly, the European Court agreed with that, and so therefore it gives us the option to, first of all, it gives us the option to use whatever name we want, beginning with Mac, etc. And secondly, it gives us the option to, as a product, to use it anywhere we want, and to also expand across the EU if we so wish.
So the European Court of Justice today has ruled that McDonald's could not use the trademark Big Mac when it comes to poultry products. Does that mean that you can?
That means, no. Well, it probably does mean that we can if we wish, but we're not going to go trademark or using a Big Mac as a poultry product. All we wanted to do was to be able to use our own brands. They objected to our snack box registration as well. So we want to be able to use our own brand and names across the country and across the EU. And that's really what today's decision is all about.
Does that mean you're free to use Mac in any shape or form then for your products right across the EU?
Absolutely. Once it gets trademarked and it doesn't interfere with anyone else that has been registered or any other brand name that has been registered in that sense.
So what
absolutely.
So what are you going to do now?
Well, obviously, it gives us the opportunity to make decisions that we couldn't make heretofore. So we have to sit down and see where we go from here, because we've been stifled probably pretty much up to now in expanding abroad, etc. So it gives us the opportunity to make those decisions now.
Can you open in Britain, for example, or is this just the EU that you're looking at?
As it happens, we've a trademark application in Britain as well, which is already objected to as well. So that's what we believe we're going to win that. And we're looking forward to opening there inside the next couple of probably months, if not years.
This case has lasted a long time. Has it cost you much?
Well, it's anytime you go into a legal situation, you don't know how much it's going to cost. But at any rate, it has cost quite a bit, but it's well worth it at the end of the day.
That's Pat McDonough, the Managing Director of Supermax.